This is Soldiers Radio News. I'm Sergeant David Rankin. Chief of Staff of the Army, General Ray Odierno, speaks about sequestration during a conference in Washington, D.C.
We're going to continue to build an army that is built on the total army concept. So what we should be looking at is what's best for our future. So for me, it's maintaining the right balance of forces. We've already taken 80,000 out of the active component. We're going to take a significant amount more out of the active component based on sequestration, and we're going to have to take a little bit out of the Guard and Reserves. It'll be a much less percentage. So the overall percentage of our reserve component will be much higher than the active component, where before the active component was higher than the reserve component.
General Odierno goes on to say that his job is to make sure that we develop the best army possible for the future.
The issue becomes 3 years from now, mm-hmm. 4 years from now, 5 years from now. And we have to continue to make sure that we remain in the consciousness of our country, understand the importance of service, and make sure we have young people very much interested in it.
You're listening to Soldiers Radio News. Secretary of the Army John McHugh joined U.S. Army Pacific Commander General Vincent Brooks honoring service members during a reefing ceremony at the National Memorial Ceremony of the Pacific.
During the Secretary's Asia-Pacific visit, he explained what increased U.S. focus means for the region.
It allows us to get back to the things that we've been doing very, very well for a very long time. Partnership and that ability to work seamlessly together is something now that as conflict winds down, we need to be able to maintain.
Master Sergeant Ryan Cruz, Honolulu, Hawaii.
That's your Soldiers Radio News.